Om Akyan Timidanda. I sincerely welcome everyone who has come to attend the Ratha Yatra Pandal Festival. I am especially very, very grateful for this opportunity to be here to serve all of you this evening with some words I have heard from my beloved Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is representing the glorious line of great acharyas in disciplic succession, from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then to Krishna himself. After some time, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and some others will speak on the subject of the inauguration of Radharas Bihari Temple in 1978, and the unprecedented sacrifice of love that Srila Prabhupada expressed through this amazing pastime. Today is Makara Sankranti. It was approximately 500 years ago today that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip to go to Katwa to accept the renounced order of life, sannyas. I would like to share with you a few minutes of the great significance of this historical event. Krishna appeared on this earth in this age of Kali to show the ultimate extent of compassion to all fallen souls. Rupa Goswami explains, who is Lord Chaitanya? Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaudatvishe Namaha. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, but appearing in such a way that he is supremely munificent and merciful. Why? Because he is giving the highest revelation of spiritual experience to everyone and anyone through such a simple process, Kevala Ananda Kanda, the chanting of the holy names. When Lord Chaitanya was young, he was known as Nimai Pandit, the greatest scholar that ever lived. When he was approximately 18 years old, he traveled to Gaya, where he accepted a spiritual master, Ishwarapuri, and received an order from Ishwarapuri that in this age of Kali, there is no more powerful means of awakening one's love of God than the chanting of the holy names of God. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gatir anyata. Now you should go, child, and throughout the land, broadcast the glories of this Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy names. From that time, Nimai Pandit manifested the supremest ecstasies of love of God and inundated millions and millions of people's hearts with love of God through the chanting of the holy names. When he was about 24 years old, there was a conspiracy against him. Some very proud Brahmins who could not understand his ecstatic love and were envious of his great influence on others began to threaten his life and spread propaganda of insulting him. At that time, Lord Chaitanya began to think, I have descended into this world to deliver the most fallen. And I have come like a doctor with the most powerful medicine that could cure all material and spiritual diseases. But now, these people, they are disrespecting me. They are blaspheming me. They are threatening me. And by doing so, all hope of any spiritual upliftment is finished. How can I rescue these people? I have come to cure the disease, but now I see that the disease is growing more and more poisonous and deadly than ever before. What must I do to reach these proud, envious people? They do not understand my supreme position as God. They are taking me simply to be an ordinary person like them, a householder, maybe a nephew or a neighbor. But if I renounce my family life and accept the renounced order of sannyas, then they can no longer see me as one of them. Out of etiquette, they will offer their respectful obeisances to me, and by doing so, they will be delivered. I will leave my home and take to the life of a beggar just to show my kindness upon those who see me as an enemy. Lord Chaitanya only told a few people his plan. Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadananda Pandit, Mukunda Dat, Chandrasekhar Acharya, and a couple others. They were tormented with the idea that our Lord will cut his beautiful hair, he will leave his loving home to become a renounced beggar. The day before Makara Sankranti was being celebrated as Lakshmi Puja, on that day, in the afternoon, Lord Chaitanya knew, tomorrow I'm going to leave home. So by his own powers, even though his devotees did not know this truth, he attracted their hearts to come to him. At his home, where Sachi Mata, his mother, and Vishnupriya, his wife, were living with him, all of his leading devotees came to offer him garlands and gifts. And Lord Chaitanya, so affectionately, when he was offered a garland, he would accept it, then he would take it off and put it on the same person that offered him the garland and embrace them. In this way, garland after garland, he was offering his devotees with so much love. And then he spoke his heart to them. My dear brothers and sisters, always chant the names of Krishna. In all circumstances, never give up the chanting of Krishna Nam. While you are working, or eating, or sleeping, or waking, in day or night, or in anything else you do, along with it, continuously chant the holy names of Krishna. Talk about Krishna. It is the supreme, most purifying subject matter. Do not waste this precious moments that we have in this human form of life. If all of you have real affection for me, then just do this one thing. In whatever you do, chant the holy names of Krishna with sincerity and humility. Krishna is the origin of everything. He is the father of all of us. If one is ungrateful to one's father, one is punishable by the laws of nature. How can we show our gratitude to our supreme, eternal father, God, by chanting his holy names? Always chant these names. Lord Chaitanya said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is not just an ordinary mantra. This is the Maha Mantra. This is the greatest of all mantras. It is the essence of all mantras throughout the entire world. And by chanting this mantra, we can express our love for God, and that love awakens within our hearts and gives us the ultimate happiness. Through the chanting of this Maha Mantra, we can attain the supreme treasure that everyone is longing for. Take this name of the Lord always. This material world we're living in, it is a foreign place for the eternal soul. This body and this mind are only temporary coverings like dress. But our true self is the Atma, the soul, who is part and parcel of Krishna. Chant these names of the Lord and realize the kingdom of God, the spiritual world within ourselves. This is the perfection of life, to go back home, our eternal home, back to Godhead. This is how you can show your love for me. Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. These were the last instructions the Lord was going to give to his devotees before leaving Navadvip forever. Devotees were coming and going until it was late at night. Everyone was gone. At that time, one fruit seller named Kolavecha Sridhar, whose occupation was simply taking from his fields the products of a plantation tree. He would take the bark, the root, the bananas, the banana flowers, the banana leaves, and sell them to make his living. He was very simple and very poor. Whatever he made, he would use half of it to worship the Lord and the River Ganges. And whatever little was left, he maintained a simple straw hut that had no furniture. His clothes were very simple. But he was always absorbed in the highest happiness. Because he was always remembering the Lord with love. Nimai Pandit would come every day. And he would give him a substantially lower price than the market value for his fruits. At the best. Usually, he would just snatch them away and give him nothing. Now, here was that man, Kulavecha Sridhar. He was coming as the last person the Lord would see before taking rest that night with a gift of a fresh, wonderful pumpkin. Lord Chaitanya's heart was deeply moved. Here is this man. As long as I could remember, practically my whole life, I've been snatching away, stealing his fruits. And now he's coming with a wonderful pumpkin to offer me out of love. How can I refuse it? He asked his mother, "Can you make some nice preparation with this pumpkin?" Sachimata was wondering what to make. At that moment, someone came to the door with a pot of milk. The Lord said, "Oh, cook the pumpkin with milk and sugar and rice and make pumpkin sweet rice." With her own lotus hands, Sachimata prepared it and served it to her son. Then he laid in his bed. At approximately 3 o'clock in the morning, he rose. His beloved wife and consort, Vishnu Priya, was sound asleep. He left the bedroom. And as he approached the front door, his mother, Sachimata, was standing guard to stop him. Because in her motherly love, she sensed that her son was going to leave home forever on that very morning. But when she actually saw Nimai, her beloved, she was a widow. He was the only child. He was her life and soul. He was actually going to do it. She stood like a statue, absolutely stunned. She could not move. The only motion in her whole body was the profuse tears that were flowing from her eyes. And out of etiquette, in a very hypnotic way, Nimai asked his mother for blessings to leave home to take sannyas. And she was so utterly out of this world, in a trance of lamentation, she shook her head and gave her blessings without even knowing it. Then he circumambulated her out of respect, touched her feet, and walked out the door. He went to the river Ganges and swam across it. Then with his clothes soaking wet, just after 3 o'clock in the morning, he walked 25 miles to Katwa. Arriving about 9 o'clock in the morning. That morning, the devotees came like every other day, early, to offer their love and respect to their beloved Lord, Gauranga. But they saw something that stunned their hearts. The door was open, and there was Sachimata, like a statue, weeping, like a living corpse. And she looked at them and said, "There's nothing left for me in this house. My son has gone. You are his devotees. Therefore, you are the heirs to all of his property. I don't know where I'll go or what I will do. But Nimai has left." When the devotees heard that, there were torrents of tears and a wailing of hearts. How could they bear this? Some of them, understanding that the Lord had gone to Katwa to take sannyas, they started running to Katwa. When Lord Chaitanya arrived, he went to the ashram of Keshav Bharati Maharaj, a great sannyasi. As he was approaching, he was so enthusiastic. His body was emanating light. Keshav Bharati could hardly even see him. But as he came closer, he understood, this is Nimai Pandit. And Nimai approached him and said, "Please, on this very day, Swamiji, give me sannyas. I have come to renounce the world, to exclusively dedicate my life to the loving service of Lord Krishna with no interruption or diversion." Keshav Bharati could not believe what he was hearing. "This is impossible. I cannot do it. You are only 24 years old, at the peak of your youth. You are so tall, with a beautiful, fair, golden complexion and lotus-like eyes and loving, curling hair. And you have an old, widowed mother and a wife who is hardly even 16 years old. Impossible. I cannot let you do it. If you want to take sannyas, then you must go home and take permission and receive blessings from your mother and all your relatives." Nimai immediately began running back to Navadvip. Keshav Bharati understood that he is so empowered, he can convince anybody of anything. He called him back, agreed to give him sannyas. But on that day, it was Makara Sankranti. So large crowds of people were coming to the bank of the Ganges to take their holy bath. When they heard this news, Nimai is going to renounce the world? The people could not bear it. They all came in a large group and stood before Keshav Bharati Maharaj and said, "No, this cannot be done. Who has invented this sannyas? Where a young man so beautiful like this leaves his widowed mother, leaves his young wife, leaves his comfortable home to go out into the wilderness to beg? Who will become happy by such a thing? It is simply cruel. If you give this young boy sannyas, we will break down and destroy your ashram." There was a revolution taking place. Keshav Bharati Maharaj couldn't do it. Lord Chaitanya saw exactly what was going on. And he taught, in every situation, the greatest solution to all problems is to take shelter of Krishna by chanting his holy names. He began to chant and dance. So beautifully he was dancing. Everyone was enchanted. They were forgetting about everything. Throughout the entire day, he was chanting the holy names. But still, there was a strong opposition against his taking sannyas. Throughout the entire night, he continued this kirtan. And his dance and his chanting and his love captivated everyone's hearts. So much so that they forgot everything that was happening in this world. They came under his spell of love. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called a barber and told him to cut his hair. But what could the barber do when he saw this beautiful curling hair that was covering such a beautiful face? I cannot do it. It is impossible. This is the greatest sin that a man could do, to cut this hair. But Lord Chaitanya insisted. Every time he took a piece of the hair, he would be blinded by his tears and say, I cannot do it. But the Lord was so insistent with the shears, the scissors, he cut. And when that hair fell, everyone who was immersed in kirtan realized it was happening. And it was too late. With every hair that fell, people were screaming and wailing. They could not bear seeing the Lord accepting the hardships, the austerities of a Swami. When his hair was half cut, Lord Chaitanya was in so much ecstasy. He jumped up and danced, inducing everyone to loudly cry out the holy names. And a few minutes later, it was done. He bathed in the Ganga and he was given the drab saffron robes of a sannyasi. Then he and his guru sat under a tree. And Nimai did something that was amazing. He whispered in his guru's ears, is this the mantra that you want to give me today? I heard it in a dream. And he offered a mantra to his guru. And his guru replied, this is the best mantra. I will give you this for initiation. And his guru whispered the same mantra in Nimai's ear. Meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dutt, Chandrasekhar Acharya, and Jagannanda Pandit all arrived to perform all the rituals. And then Keshav Bharati Maharaj said, because you will spread Krishna consciousness throughout the entire world, I give you this name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Thank you. Which was very, very unconventional. Because Keshav Bharati Maharaj was in the Mayavadi sannyas line. He was actually a great devotee, but he took that sannyas and Mayavad line because they were the prominent people who were respected. And for preaching purposes, it was very useful. Now it is always done in that line that you give someone one of the 10 shastric names of a sannyasi. But he gave him a completely different name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. and was given a danda. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was in so much ecstasy. He jumped into the air and induced everyone to chant the holy names and danced. Then he embraced his sannyas guru and impelled within his heart such a taste for the holy name, such ecstatic love, that the guru and the disciple were dancing ecstatically. They lost their dandas. They lost their kamandalus. They didn't know anything. They were oblivious to the entire world. As thousands of people all around them, with their arms raised, chanted the holy name. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Now, my whole life will be dedicated to giving Krishna to the world. I will go to Vrindavan." And he began rushing through the forest to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu, he understood the heart of the Lord. That more important than going to Vrindavan, which was the Lord's most cherished dream, was to give pleasure to his devotees. The devotees in Navadvip were besides themselves, on the verge of death in separation from the Lord. So Nityananda Prabhu, by his own means, redirected the route from going east to going west, where they arrived in Shantipur. Nityananda Prabhu said, "We have come to Vrindavan. Look, the Jamuna." And by Nityananda Prabhu's arrangement, Advaitacharya came on a boat with dry clothes. Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, Advaita Prabhu, you have come to Vrindavan, to the Yamuna. How did you know I was here?" Advaita said, "This is Shantipur. This is the Ganga." "Ah, Nityananda has cheated me." Advaita said, No, he has not cheated you. Because according to the Shastra, at Prayag, the Yamuna and the Ganga come together. And the eastern side is the Ganga, and then the western side is considered Yamuna. And you're bathing on the western side. And besides that, wherever you are, my Lord, that is Vrindavan. So all the devotees from Navadvip, headed by Sachi Mata, they came. And Sachi Mata and the devotees appealed to the Lord, "If you go to Vrindavan, it is so far away. We will never hear about your beautiful pastimes. But the same Krishna that is in Vrindavan is living in Jagannath Puri as Lord Jagannath. So go there. Because they are like two rooms in the same house, Navadvip and Jagannath Puri. And I will always be able to send you prasad and hear about your welfare." To satisfy his mother and his devotees, the Lord went to Jagannath Puri. This story of Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas is very significant. The Lord gifted his devotees with the feelings of separation. Union with the Lord is deepened and enhanced through feelings of separation from the Lord. When there is separation, there is a sense of necessity. There is a sense of hunger. To the degree you're hungry, you can enjoy food. To the degree you're thirsty, you need water. So in separation, there is that need, their hunger for the Lord. And then when we are in the presence of the Lord, it is the experience is multiplied by many, many times with ecstatic pleasure. And we see that Lord Chaitanya's Leela and Krishna's Leela are so similar in their corresponding nature. Krishna only lived in Vrindavan till he was 12 years old. According to Padma Purana, for extraordinary people, their age is calculated by 1.5 times. So when he was 12 years old, he appeared like he was 18 years old. But the Lord only remained 12 years with the gopas and the gopis. And he was having his pastimes with gopis for only about 6 or 7 years. And then he left for Mathura. Out of 125 years, he was only in Vrindavan for 12. And all the rest of those years, those devotees were in separation. Why did he leave? Because the opposition was attacking Vrindavan. From Mathura was coming Putana, Agasura, Trinavarta, Bakasura, Keshi, Aristasura. They were all being sent by Kamsa. So the Lord decided to go right to the root and go to Mathura and face Kamsa. After solving that problem, he realized it was a very widespread epidemic of irreligion. There was Kamsa's father-in-law, Jarasandha. There was Dantavakra, Shishupal, and so many others, Kalivana. Lord Chaitanya then, Krishna then went to Dwarka. So many years the gopis were in separation. It was in Kurukshetra that they begged Krishna, please return to Vrindavan. And that is what Rath Yatra represents. The gopis in their separation begging Krishna, please come back to Vrindavan. Krishna said, I will come. His promise that he would return was the only thing keeping them alive. I only have 2 or 4 more demons to kill. Then I will return, for sure. You have my word. In the same way, Lord Chaitanya left Navadvip and the Navadvip Vasis in great separation. For what purpose? To deliver the fallen souls. To show mercy to those who were opposing him, he took sannyas. He traveled for 6 years throughout the provinces of western and southern India. He went to Vrindavan. On his trip to Vrindavan, after about 5 years, he returned to Navadvip. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, everybody realized who he really was. Even those who were blaspheming him. Even those who were conspiring to hurt him. When he left home, even they were plunged in oceans of separation from the Lord. He went to Vidyanagar, to the house of Vachaspati, Vidya Vachaspati. And there on the rooftop, he made himself visible. Millions of people crossed the Ganges. They were so eager to see the Lord after 5 years of separation. In fact, those who did not know how to swim forgot that they didn't know how to swim and swam across the Ganges. That was their enthusiasm. people would just uproot a banana tree and just, like a little boat, get on it. And 20, 30 people got on one branch. There were some ferries that may have held about 30 people, and about 500 people got on it. And some of those ferries made it across. Others just sunk. And even though none of them knew how to swim, somehow or other, they swam. There was such a massive crowd. And there was Lord Chaitanya standing on the rooftop with his beautiful golden form, shaven head, sannyas dhotis, raising his arms, inducing everyone to chant Krishna's holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives a very deep and sublime realization of this experience. Just as when the gopis saw Krishna in Kurukshetra, dressed like a great prince, Dwarkadish, they were praying in their hearts, Krishna, we don't like to see you like this. Take off your crown and your armor. We want to see you again as a cowherd boy with a peacock feather in your hair and a long garland going down to your knees and a flute in your hands. We don't like to see you surrounded by soldiers and beautiful queens with the rattling of chariots, the roaring of elephants and royal horses. We want to take you back to the bank of the Yamuna where there are humming bees and singing birds and blossoming flowers and cows and calves and gopas and gopis. Please return home with us to Vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was envisioning seeing Lord Chaitanya on that rooftop in Vidyanagar. And he was praying, you have left Navadvip to become a sannyasi, but I don't like to see you like this. Now you have the shaved head, but I want to see those beautiful, long, curling locks of luxurious hair. Now you are wearing the saffron color of a swami. We want to see you in your beautiful golden cloth with jewels and ornaments decorating your lush, lovely body. Come back to the house of Srivas and join us once again in Nam Sankirtan. This is my prayer. This is my only aspiration in life. Return to Srivasangam. You're not a big sannyasi. You're just one of us. Come and let us once again enjoy dancing in transcendental joy, chanting the holy names. Yes, on this day of Makara Sankranti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead performed this most historical pastime. Why? Just to reach all of us with his mercy. Just to give us the chance of awakening what is the essence of all religion, unmotivated, uninterrupted love for the Supreme Lord, who is all attractive, who was the sweetest of the sweet, the kindest of the kind, the dearest friend and lover of every heart. That is the gift that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sacrificed everything to give us. When he returned to Puri, every year he invited all of his devotees to celebrate with him the Ratha Yatra. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, he also accepted sannyas for the same reason. On many occasions, his Guru Maharaj appeared to him and called him, become a Swami and travel and preach. Abhay Charanaravinda at the time, he had 4 children and a wife. He was thinking, this is horrible to take sannyas. But he was called to do it. And he did it. Living in Vrindavan. And he left Vrindavan just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up the chance to live in Vrindavan to travel throughout South India and other places to preach the glories of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan to travel around the world 13 times. He took sannyas exclusively for this purpose, to be an instrument of Lord Chaitanya's love, to give Krishna to others. And one of his greatest missions was to establish a wonderful center in what Prabhupada called the most important city in all of India, Bombay. From 1971, he struggled. And with the help and the sacrifices of such great personalities as Giriraj Swami Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Sridhar Swami Maharaj, and others, Prabhupada fought unbelievable battles. Never gave up. Although his lawyers, his friends, his well-wishers, his disciples were all telling him, give up, it's impossible. He had such a fervent determination to give something so wonderful to this city of Bombay. And in 1978, on this day of Makar Sankranti, the very day that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left home to take sannyas, the same time that Bhishma had his last darshan of Krishna and departed from this world, it was on this holy day that Radharas Bihari was installed in their beautiful temple. I thank you very much. I was 10 minutes more. Would you like to dance and do kirtan for 10 minutes?